It's Thursday, December 13th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom released its latest report on Tuesday, showing that countries in South Asia, like India, Pakistan, Nepal, and Bangladesh, are ramping up persecution against the church there to try and stop conversions to Christianity. Hindu nationalists in countries like India have been pushing anti-conversion laws against Christians, and Muslim-majority nations like Pakistan have jailed believers on false blasphemy charges. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in South Asia, who are seeing the church grow rapidly despite the persecution. Sir Bill English, New Zealand's former Prime Minister, along with two current members of Parliament, joined the country's second National March for Life on Saturday in the capital of Wellington, reports LifeSite News. The 1,200-person crowd marched in support of human life while denouncing abortion that has taken the lives of about 500,000 children in New Zealand since 1970. Canadian Conservative Member of Parliament Ted Falk took to the floor of the Parliament on Monday to encourage his fellow lawmakers to remember Jesus as the light of the world this Christmas season.
As Christmas approaches, let us remember that there was and is one light above all others, and that's God's Son, Jesus. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." Let the lights all around us this Christmas remind us to be guided by the one true light and reflect the light of Jesus' love in our lives.
Falk has been an outspoken supporter of pro-family and pro-life values in the Liberal majority parliament. Jesus said in Matthew 10:32, "Whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven." France has been facing violence and unrest recently. On Tuesday, a gunman killed 2 people and wounded 14 others in France's largest Christmas market in Strasbourg while shouting Allahu Akbar, which means Allah, the moon god, is greater in Arabic. Also, tens of thousands of Frenchmen as part of the Yellow Vest movement have been staging protests since last month over a proposed environmentalist fuel tax. French President Emmanuel Macron has since backed down, but protests continue over broader political and economic grievances. The National Council of Evangelicals in France called on its 2,500 local churches to pray for the nation last Saturday, stating, quote, "The word of Christ addressed to the city of Jerusalem, if you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace." Luke 19:42. 6 Christian groups represented by Alliance Defending Freedom do not have to comply with the Obamacare contraceptive and abortifacient mandate, ruled U.S. District Court Judge Philip Brimmer on Tuesday. The order also declared the mandate to violate the religious liberty of the Christian organizations, which included Samaritan Ministries International, the Association of Christian Schools International, Taylor University, Indiana Wesleyan University, Asbury Theological Seminary, and the Alliance Defending Freedom. Democratic National Committee Chair Tom Perez told a liberal summit in Washington, D.C. yesterday that the Democrats need to come up with a, quote, "broader communications strategy," end quote, to reach and counteract what Christian voters are being taught in church on Sundays. Perez criticized pastors who encourage their congregants to make issues like pro-life positions important for their political leaders. 2 Samuel 23, verse 3 says, "He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God." Duke University released a study yesterday with CFO Global Business Outlook, finding that 82% of chief financial officers polled think that a recession will have begun by 2020. Major U.S. corporations like General Motors and Verizon have seen large-scale layoffs. Meanwhile, the U.S. national debt sits right under $22 trillion, as it is on track to grow at the fastest rate since 2012. And finally, a secret Good Samaritan has blessed an Idaho man who lost his wife earlier this year with $10,000 this Christmas season. Dakota Nelson lost his wife Reem, 38, after she had a sudden heart attack back in July. The single dad was overwhelmed with gratitude when an anonymous donor asked East Idaho News to deliver $2,000 in gift cards and an $8,000 check to the family. Have you been blessed by the Worldview newscast? If so, we need your help to end 2018 in the black. If you're not already a monthly donor, would you prayerfully consider a pledge of $25 per month for a year? Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give in the top right corner, and then on Recurring Monthly Donation. Thank you for your help. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, December 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.